Blog Talk Radio.
Kick it, Blaster.
Kick it, boy! I like the it's really nice. I like that.
That is really nice.
That is nice. That is so nice. I like that. That's nice. Woo, I don't know what that was. All right. I think I'm choking on something. Ball. I don't know. All right.
Sausage.
Not a sausage. I had that earlier. All right. It is August 11th, 2011, and you're listening to Gamer Girls Radio. That's right, boys and girls. It's time to party. Let me
get
do out the.
Go! Get your ass moving!
Oh my God. I suddenly have the urge to listen to that song, Every Day I'm Shuffling. You know what I'm talking about?
Every Day I'm Shuffling.
Yes! I love that song. That's okay. Like my favorite song now. What did I say? Oh, yes.
I don't know.
Phone number. Let me give out the phone number before we introduce ourselves. If you would like to call in and chat with us, our phone number is 347-215-7977. Let me give that again because I swear I have a hairball or something. I don't know. But it's 347-215-7977. And the terrible trio is back in the house. I'm Snow White, ever perky, ever sweet.
Yes, full syrup, covered in syrup.
I'm putting syrup on my fluffy cakes, apparently. And I didn't know that. Yeah. And no, there will be no pictures posted. I'm sorry.
Yes, there will be.
You
they
sit
are
on a throne of lies.
Right? Right? They are for special people only.
She wishes.
And in order to qualify special people, you have to give me lots of gifts. Yes. Okay.
Inconceivable!
I'm going to take away your toys. Keep it up.
Don't take away my toys.
Not you, him.
Oh.
He is out of order.
Just leave the one that plugs in the wall and I'm happy.
You know... I try to raise you people right. It doesn't help. I try to raise you right.
I like the one that plugs in the wall. It's fun. Anyway, so Corey / Gamermatrix, who, as you all know by now, is my bestie, my bestest friend in the whole wide world.
Aww.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
What are you trying to steal from me? What you want?
A game?
Who are you? What do you want?
A game? You know, because I'm going to do a review on it. Mm-hmm.
What? Huh? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
J. Dukes, you are not that special. I have not gotten any presents from you. No.
Anyway, I'm going to run.
Yes.
Because
I have not got any presents, so no, that does not make you special. And we also have Master Blaster up in the hizzle, who we have to have a little dose of testosterone every now and then, although our estrogen-filled show last time was fun as hell.
I'll fill you guys with testosterone. Don't you worry.
Hey!
I got you covered.
You know what?
Covered all over.
See, this is what he's like when he just wakes up.
Wakes up?
When he just wakes up.
Wakes up? All right, there you go.
When he first wakes up.
That sounds like a kid's book. When he first wakes up.
Well,
that goes right along with the whole syrup on the fluffy cakes thing.
I'm all out of sorts today. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. naked people and stuff. Okay, so what are we talking about?
There's naked people. What?
I don't know.
I want to see naked people.
I see naked people.
I see naked people. I saw naked people. All right, we got stuff we got to talk about. Yeah.
I might be seeing naked people on the 14th. Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
What do we have to talk about exactly?
We have lots of stuff.
I'm sorry, your voice got real sick. Like, and I forgot what I was saying. What happened? Y'all know you can't throw the voices on me.
I don't know what you're talking about, Corey.
See? No.
So you don't like it when I do this thing? Should I stop? Or do you want me to continue?
I want you to continue for this and snap those pictures. Okay. I'm going to put my hands
in
the for just a minute.
You know, I did just make brownies, so I think I have a little bit of the brownie batter left. Like, smear that on my boobs and lick it off.
You know what I said? I'm going to put my hands below the desk for just a minute. Keep talking. All right. Oh, gosh. Wow. So much going on this week. So much news today. We could not even continue. I'm trying to think where to start. Where do we start?
Should we let Blaster go first?
I guess so, because you know he's gonna get all.
You know, men usually come first anyway.
Oh.
It's because we're better.
Because you have no. Never
we're
mind.
We're better at it. That's why. That's why.
Mm.
Anywho,
we're simple creatures.
Yeah, and see, we seem to keep your interest very well, though, don't we? So
some do, not all.
Not mine. I don't know what you
said. Not mine.
Namely you, but.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's move on before all these lies get out of control. It's day two of the Half-Life 2 Episode 3 protest outside the Valve offices.
Whoa. There's a protest going on?
There's a protest going on.
Explain, honey. Come on.
Well, I was about to. Outside of the Valve offices, there are a couple of really hardcore gamers that have that are sitting out there with cardboard signs, basically protesting the fact that Half-Life 2 Episode 3 hasn't been released yet. It's a good-natured protest. It's not really. I think they're protesting more for attention than they are for anything else. I mean, they do in fact love Valve, so. Basically, they're sitting out there with signs like Canada for the release of Half-Life 3. I guess one of them is offering Canada up for the release. I don't think he actually owns Canada, but...
maybe he's from Canada and he's saying he represents all Canadians. And he's like, we're for the release of Half-Life 2.
I'm not really sure what's going on there. Another one, Half-Life? Question mark. More like Whole Life. Ha ha. And,
that was bad. That was
and bad. I couldn't think of a new sign, but you know what? We want Half-Life 3.
So. I like that one.
They've actually had some. They've actually had a little interest from Valve. Gabe Newell stopped by to inspect the quality of their cardboard signs and to talk to the protesters. So right now, like I said, day two. So we're watching this. We're keeping our eyes on this, folks. This could go violent any moment. Right now it's
gamers,
three,
are you kidding me?
Three individuals protesting outside of Valve right now.
Three?
That's going to get violent? Okay.
It could get violent. We're keeping our eyes on this, folks. We've got
just
some...
Just keep them well fed with a good supply of caffeine.
And Hot Pockets.
And Hot Pockets, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
So we'll see what develops out of this. It'll be interesting if, it's been quite a while since Half-Life 2 Episode 2 came out. So it would be interesting if, they get some sort of response from Valve basically around what they want. I doubt it. Valve's not the kind of company that would cave to pressure, especially from three people. Right. But it would be interesting. I mean, like I said, at least Gabe Newell came out and basically patted them on the heads for their youthful idealism. And
good gamers. That's a good gamer.
Yes. But one more sign that I did find funny. Half-Life 3, is it Left 4 Dead? Question mark.
Oh, that was bad.
Anyways, day two. So like I guess we'll keep you posted if there's any developments.
You know, are these are Canadians that are doing this?
I don't believe that man is for Canada. I don't believe he owns Canada. I don't even know if he is associated with Canada.
Okay, there are more pressing things to protest against. I'm just going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Well.
Crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Half-Life 2, Episode 3 is kind of important. I mean, we were left with a massive cliffhanger. Let me just say this. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but we were left with a massive cliffhanger at the end of Half-Life 2, Episode
3. Wait a minute. Okay, this guy, the one Half-Life with the red shirt, the one with the red shirt, is he protesting?
I think he's just standing there.
No. That's Gabe Newell. That's Gabe Newell.
He needs to be protesting against some food. I was gonna say you need to protest against some food. Forget the game if you're protesting.
That's Gabe Newell.
No.
And listen, every time you make a fat joke about Gabe Newell, Half-Life 2 Episode 3 gets delayed another month. Thank you, Corey, for what you've done.
This is not a fat joke. This is that Gabe. I see some hotness in there. I just can't get to it. I'm gonna need you to eliminate some of these layers you got, dude.
I'm just telling you right now, Gabe's big.
Men don't like to be adorable, Snow. They want to be hot to us.
Oh, that's true.
The one hiding behind the sign looks like he might be hot, but he might be too thin.
I'm just going to say Gabe is big pimping all the time.
Not with that outfit on. Gabe, can you put on something else for me?
And we'll would like to meet him and just be like, hey, what's up, dude? I mean, he looks like a nice guy.
Gabe Newell is he is one of the nicest guys in gaming.
I mean, most guys in gaming are nice. I haven't met.
I'm just gonna tell you right now, though.
I haven't met yet. You know who the assholes are in gaming? It's the gamers. It's the gamers.
I have to send you that.
It's the
I'm looking. Hold on.
Yeah, it's the gamers that are assholes in game. Oh, see, that's just wrong. Who is that?
nice. You go, boy.
He's actually bigger there than he was in the other picture. So maybe he's working on it.
He's been losing some weight. I love you. I love everything about Valve. I love you.
I see some hotness up in there. If he just dropped a couple more pounds and get we.
I would like to have your
he
man.
Needs, he needs for us
call
to.
Call me.
Not you. Shut up. He needs me and Snow and Ginger to get a hold of him and just dress him up and then we'll really be big pimping. See, he got this whole. You don't want to. You want to look sweet to the women. You want the women to think you are sharp, baby.
Rawr.
That's what you want. That's what you want. Rawr. You want to climb up.
Kind of sound like hitting. Rawr.
You know what? Stop it. We're not sharing. You're not sharing with the people in our chat room.
Fine. Chat room. Here you go.
And if you are not in our chat room, you are missing links
and the
chance to actually interact with us.
This is about Link. What? Did you say about Link?
This is correct.
Did you say this about Link?
I didn't say anything about your boyfriend. Calm down.
Nobody talked about my boyfriend. That ain't it. Come about Link.
All right, are we ready to move on to another story?
Yes, ready to move on. Like I said, we'll keep you posted if anything develops or if any violence breaks out.
Okay, well, I have a news story for all of you Xbox Live people.
Oh, yes.
Yes, this is actually a pretty big deal. So if
hold
you have...
Hold on a second. So we need to announce it right. Go ahead.
Did he interrupt you so that he could tell you to it? Boy.
No, I wanted to help her. I wanted to enhance.
Is there a way that you would like me to announce this, Blaster?
Yes. Announce that first part one more time.
No, you go ahead and do it since you can do it so well.
No. I want to help you.
No. It's okay. You go ahead.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
Never mind. It's going to ruin it.
And what have we learned today here, class?
I was going to help you, but you know what? That's fine.
She didn't need no help. You be quiet.
This is how I do it, Blaster. I'm not like you. So let me have my own style, and you can keep in your little corner and do whatever the hell Blaster does.
Words.
Okay? Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying, there's actually really big news for you, all you Xbox Live folks up in Hizzle. It's actually really, really important, so if you are around, you might want to pay attention, for real. Okay? And I'm sorry if that did not live up to your standards, Blaster, but I'm moving on.
Whatever. I was going to help you. Whatever. Move on. Continue on.
I don't need help.
I was going to be nice to you.
I don't need help.
Continue. Keep going.
I don't need help, especially from you. I was never on the Christmas list.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you need to stop the bickering and get the announcement out because I want to know what's going on.
Sorry.
I'm Xbox Live.
All right. So, apparently, Xbox Live now has a class action lawsuit against it. And this lawsuit alleges that Xbox Live has been double billing its subscribers.
You know what? I believe that might be true.
And let me tell you what's going on. Okay? Apparently, this lawsuit comes from a guy named Ryan Graves. He's in Indiana. He filed the lawsuit against Microsoft in a U.S. District Court, and he alleges that Xbox 360 double bills the Xbox Live members and auto-renews subscriptions without their consent. And I have to say that that has happened to me before.
Me too.
I've had a subscription auto-renew without any notice that it happened.
Me too.
Okay, so that part is true. Now, I don't know about the double billing, but the auto-renewing I know is true. He says, he says, and this is a quote from him, he says that the Microsoft prepaid subscriptions are governed by vague and onerous terms of use, which Microsoft uses to double bill people who do not renew their subscription before it runs out. He also says that they do the automatic renewing. He says he brought the attention to Microsoft. They didn't do anything about it. So, yeah, this is basically, if you have Xbox Live, you might want to look at your subscription a little closer than normal. You might want to make a note to see if you have been double billed. If it's just like a prepaid account or anything like that, you might want to make sure you're not being double billed or that you haven't been auto-renewed, because I have been auto-renewed personally.
Well, I won't complain too much because sometimes, you know, we are special here. That's all I'm saying.
We are. We are. But, yeah.
I don't want to be double billed. But I have not been asked to bill, but I think all the cards they have on file now, you know, it's time for your new cards. Mm-hmm. So I won't be billed for anything just as of yet. They will have to ask me for that money.
I didn't have any. When I set up mine, all I had was a 3-month prepaid card on there. That's it. So when that ran out, I didn't have anything else on it. So they could do that. But before I did have some account, a banking account information on there, and it did auto-renew.
You know what I find funny? And I'm talking to my family out there. Why the hell do y'all think I'm supposed to have free Xbox Live accounts for you?
I know.
If I have some, they're going to see these people here on the show with me and them other chicks in the room and stuff. They're going to them, not you. Because you know what? They have work to do. You are not doing anything. You playing Dance Central does not matter to me.
One of my brothers actually asked me that. I told him what I did. And he was like, oh, so you get, like, free subscriptions and games and stuff? I'm like, no.
On occasion, but you can't have it.
It's like, it's a review copy that's for work, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Don't be asking for free stuff. I love when my family calls me. I got an email this week. Can I have a... No! Well, I saw you were playing it, and I figured you had an extra I do, but it's not for you. It's for these other people that work here.
Okay? We're busy.
Look, it's for these people that work here that are doing work.
Oh, and I'm looking forward to that game you're sending me, by the way.
Look, on that note. Look, and this is my next favorite. Well, I'll write a review. You can't even spell. How are you going to write a review when you can't spell?
You can't even make a full sentence.
You spell lose, L-O-O-S-E.
Oh, I hate that.
I do, too. Some people are like, what's wrong with that? It's spelled L-O-S-E. That's what.
L-O-O-S-E is loose. As in, you got to screw loose.
Ask me these dumbass questions. Okay. All right. So wrapping
so,
it up.
Yeah, we're wrapping this up real quick. Xbox Live subscription peeps, check your subscription, see if you're being double billed or if you've been auto renewed because it's apparently a class action lawsuit going on. So hey.
Be careful.
Be very careful.
Be very careful.
Mm-hmm. I think I made Blaster mad because he's been very quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I allowed to talk?
He is chewing stuff.
Make sure.
I don't appreciate that.
You're allowed to talk as long as you don't interrupt me and tell me that I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I was allowed to talk now.
Only if you don't tell me that I'm doing it wrong, because I don't need your help.
Oh, I didn't say you were doing it wrong. I said I was going to help you, but that's okay.
Help me with what?
Don't worry about it. It's over now.
Okay, fine.
Lord have mercy. You know how he is.
Everything has to be a certain way or it's wrong. I know.
I didn't say it was wrong. I never said it was wrong.
That's what you insinuated. Just move
on. No, I said
it was
going to help you. That was it. Yeah, it's over now.
Well, I have an impromptu front lines I'd like to share. Came from the Washington Times. You guys out there that hate to play with the girls. Well, in June of this year, Harvard Business Review released an article written by one Miss Anita Woolley and Thomas Malone called Defending What Makes a Team Smarter. I broke up. Okay, it's an article called Defend Your Research, What Makes a Team Smarter? Mm-hmm. Not only does
it on a throne of
lies. No, this came from Harvard, and we know those are some smart people over there. So
those are the smart people.
Them and the Yale folk, them Yale people. They's real smart. They knows what they talking about.
They've got some edification going on up in there. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm, that's right.
Everybody knows you never go full retail.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I need you to get some new sound effects. I'm tired now. Okay. So they said not only does a team function better, it'll outperform teams, even if those teams have quantitatively smarter men on them. Let me go ahead and brush my nails real quick. Okay. So the backlash against women, they're saying, has been shocking and even more troubling. Seemingly accepted in the oddest places. One place women have been had constant trouble fitting in is online video game culture. Yes, still. Specifically, the live online games, often military-themed conflict that has players joining together for cooperative, usually combative play. An example of this would be the wildly popular Xbox game Call of Duty or Halo. These games have players on a LAN, or LAN for you dummies out there that don't know what LAN means, playing the same game simultaneously either through a gaming console like your Xbox. They're breaking it down for y'all. Or online and computer-based environment. Recently, an article on our frenemies website, Kotaku, bless her, sit down, get your hands above the desk, an online interest news site, bitches. Owen Good, back in July, highlighted a gamer event that virtually banned women from participating. Remember we told you guys about that in morning news and at night? Owen reports that organizers of the Battlefield 3 event initially justified the ban by saying nothing ruins a good LAN party like uncomfortable guests or lots of tension.
Oh, my God.
Both can result from mixing immature, misogynistic male gamers with female counterparts.
And so to settle that particular problem, they just got rid of the females. How smart is that?
And we're the ones you want on our team because we're some badass motherfuckers. Okay, obviously, testosterone-fueled boys are unable to have women attend without becoming, their words, misogynistic jackwagons. I think I like that word.
Jackwagon? That's a funny word. Jackwagon.
He's a jackwagon. Okay, and of course, once the story got out, they changed it and the party was a gentleman's retreat. No that you are referring to would be playing Battlefield 3. They'd be smoking a pipe and reading beer. Let's clarify that.
I don't believe Shakespeare enjoyed to play Battlefield.
No, he didn't play any of that. They're calling this a snapshot of a bigger problem. Now, let's ask our resident male.
Uh-oh. I've already pissed him off, so.
I know. I like when he's irritated. He's going to get that big booming voice that we like. Oh, yeah.
Yes, Corey. How can I help you?
There it is.
Ooh. Ooh, it's hot. Oh, what do you think about this? Look, I ask a wide open question. What do you think about
this? That's pretty wide open. Yeah, what do you mean what I think about this?
Let's zero in specifically on this particular event where they excluded the women. I think we might have actually mentioned this last week. You might have been sick because I think Blaster was. Were you sick last week or were you
I
playing?
Was sick
were you being a jackwagon playing games?
I was sick last week, damn it.
Jackwagon. So, how do you feel about that particular event excluding the women? Do you think it was a smart idea, a dumb idea? Do you think probably they should have figured out a different way to handle that?
Just grow up. Can we all grow up a little bit? I mean, we're all adults here. I would assume maybe we're not. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they should have made the event 21 and over, and then they would have gotten rid of a lot of the problems I think that they had.
Agreed.
I think it is.
I want to put this out there real quick, and I'm sorry to interrupt Blaster, but I want to put this out there. I have no problem.
Oh, hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Huh? Interrupt me. I wasn't done yet.
At least I didn't tell you that you were doing it wrong.
I didn't say I was doing it wrong. Never said I was doing it wrong.
You already, hey, yes, you did. You insinuated. Never mind, I'm moving on. Anyway, as I was saying, I never said there was anything wrong with guys having guy time. I totally think guys should have guy time. You need a break from the girls, just like the girls need a break from you. Okay? I totally agree. But don't sit there and say that you were solving a problem of having misogynistic males by getting rid of the females. That's dumb. That's
you know what? I'm usually, this is my new thing. Actually, it's not a new thing. I've been doing this for years. Those of you who are guys and don't want girls around, I'm going to assume you're gay.
Right? Yeah, I mean, totally.
And?
Totally. You're either gay or you either know you're gay or you're gay and you don't know it.
In which case, I'm going to put on the shortest and tightest thing I can wear and flit around you. And when you touch me, I'm going to knock you the fuck out because you're gay. You didn't want me here in the first place. That is my answer to you not wanting me at an event. I'm going to walk around and when you go, oh, my God, it's Corey and she's a gimmer. And, oh, my God, I'm going to touch your leg. I'm going to knock you out. So I don't understand this train of thinking.
Like I said, it's an age problem. I mean, I play on a gaming community that doesn't tolerate that. Zero tolerance for that. Okay, and there are a lot of what we call regulars on that gaming community, and they know that, and they don't participate in that. And every once in a while, you get some idiot that connects for the first time to the server, and they start pulling that crap, and they're gone, and that's it. And so we have a nice group of people that are dedicated, that show up every night and play together, and we have women and men, and they all play together, and nobody has any problems. Okay, that's because you just adopt a zero tolerance policy of it, and
exactly.
You change the age limit to an age limit where people can handle being in the room with the opposite sex without going all kinds of soft brained on us. Okay, and
now I do want to say that there are some people below the age of 21 who are mature enough to handle it. Unfortunately, the majority of people below 21 are immature little brats. I mean, there's just no way else to say that. And yes, I can say that because I taught them. Okay, they're immature little brats. They really, really are.
Yes, I have them walking down my street every day under the age of 21, a bunch of them. And what is it about kids that they can't ever tell an adult's age?
I don't know.
Every time I'm outside, you know, if I happen to have on my workout gear or I'm standing in my front yard, I always get some little 15-year-old that walk up, yo, mom, what you doing? I'm about to put you over my fucking knee is what I'm about to do, calling me ma.
And then there's me, dressed all professional to go to work, and the kid's like, hey, miss, are you 50?
No, they don't. You know what it is? You know what? I don't know why Snow is trying to play down the fluffy cakes. No, ma'am.
Can we not talk about them this week?
No, we were talking about the fluffy cakes before the show started. That girl is lying. Nobody has mistaken her for 50. This girl looks like a doll, a living doll. I don't know why she says that.
Don't listen to her. She's lying.
Snow looks like a living doll. She has perfect, gorgeous skin. See, even Ginger's going off in the room. You are lying. No, she's going off about that kid. But you are still gorgeous. She's going to catch up to us in a second. We got a 30-second delay. You are lying.
I'm not lying.
You look like a little porcelain dolly with the pretty blue eyes and the pretty fluffy cakes.
Can we move on now?
No, we need to put you on those big hats like they haven't gone with the wind and the big dress and just sent you down in the corset and push the fluffy cakes up and just send you out into the world.
So I should be like, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Yes, and when they don't, see, she says,
oh, my God.
And when they don't cooperate, you pull out your gun.
Game. How about those
games?
Pull
your gun out and then you shoot them. Okay,
how about those games? Let's move on.
No, I don't want to move on. We want to talk about your fluffy games. Okay, I'll be nice. I'll get off your
Thank
fluffy
you.
Games for now.
Get back to work, you slacker.
Thank you, Blaster. For once, you're on my side.
Okay.
For once, you insinuate that I'm never on your side.
Pretty
That's
much,
not
yeah.
true.
Oh.
That's not true.
Huh? Okay, now, this is
He's
going
to spank me later.
Wow. If I can't participate, can I watch? Okay, so anyway. this particular article is actually up on the Washington Times. Again, we are talking about gamers and how they're still having this issue with women. We've been doing this for 8-9 years now. 9 years come September, October, and still, same issue. It never goes away. Of course, they're talking about the vast majority of games that have male leads, Tomb Raider being the notable exception.
Mm-hmm. And Bayonetta.
Well, you don't have a bunch. You got your Tomb Raider, your Bayonetta, your Perfect Dark, your The Matrix. What was the name of that one with Jada Pinkett Smith? I don't remember the name of it. Anyway,
I know.
You got another one that I played on PC some years ago who I can never remember. Every show I talk about her, I never can remember her, but she's one of my favorite game characters.
Portal.
It's not Portal.
No, but I'm saying Portal has.
Oh, yeah, Portal, also female lead. She didn't really talk, though, does she? I never heard her speak.
No, but neither does Gordon Freeman, so it's like it's a Valve trademark.
Well GLaDOS GLaDOS.
The silent, and GLaDOS is a female.
My name is GLaDOS.
Stop that. And then there are the games that you can actually choose male or female, and you play the main character. I like those, too.
Like
not the ones that give you the choice.
Now, this is the person that they spoke to that was talking about this, that, you know, female leads, is her name is Shannon, quote-unquote Shannon. She's 26 years old, and she says she's avoided the this particular situation by playing on servers of people that she knows and trusts, which is a mainstay with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would say to my fellow female gamers, this is going to sound funny, man the fuck up. Stop letting the guys talk to you like that. You know, it's funny that I'm serious. I have gotten really irritated the times I've played with girls and the guy says something to them and they sulk off with their feelings hurt. You know, it's really easy to shut a guy up. You mentioned two things, gay and penis size. It's conversation's over. They don't want to talk to you anymore. They will stop picking on you. It's really that easy. Or what is it? One guy asked me, how big are your boobs? I said, I don't know. When I borrowed your bra, I didn't really check. You know, and that was the end of the conversation. Men don't like, am I right? Am I wrong, Blaster? That's a sore spot with the guys you mentioned?
I don't know, because see, I'm not that immature that
you're
I would make
not.
That comment to
yeah,
begin
you know.
With. So, like, I don't understand the mentality, and I don't understand that how that response would
well,
really...
Well, you should know, because you have been attacked for being here with us, which is ironic, because it would seem, if you're a straight guy, you would love being around one, because Lester loves being around us.
It's funny. I haven't necessarily been attacked, and I haven't necessarily been attacked. I have... People have insinuated that I get lucky a lot because I hang out with girls all the time, which that's about the only thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, okay, Blaster has gotten some perks for hanging out with us. Got some. Not everything, but some.
Yes, he has. We're going to give him some perks later, too, because he's been a good boy. Yes, he has.
Nah, not tonight. I've been a bad boy, actually.
Oh, even better.
Oh, that's better.
See, we sexually harass our Blaster.
and it doesn't faze me.
No, but that's okay. He does it to us, too, so it's okay.
Exactly. That's maturity, though, right? That comes with age. That's
but that also comes with knowing each other for so long.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true, but that's the thing. Like, young people don't understand. You don't just walk up to some complete stranger and be like, you know, how's it going, jerkwad? I mean, they're going to punch you in the face, right? But if you know the person for years and years, I mean, I have friends that they call me on the phone. I pick up the phone and say, what you want, bitch? And they're like, no, listen, whore. I want to hang out with you later tonight. Okay, why don't you bring your A game, bitch? We'll play. That's it. We hang up the phone. I mean, that's because that's why I've known the person. You can do that after you get to know somebody. But you can't just go out and troll somebody and expect them to really want to be your friend right after that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to build a relationship. And that's the thing that I'm just saying. Raise the age limit, and you won't have that problem. And adopt a zero tolerance. You don't have to kick girls out. We can all have fun and play together. I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, it's just. Who's the organizers of that thing, anyways? Sorry to go back to the story. But.
Oh, God. Where
are they adults?
You know, I really don't know, but I dare to say they're probably not going to do another one. You can't.
You just might want to make sure that they're at least, you know. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going to run something like that, at least be over 21 if you're going to run a big event like that.
Well, here, back to what I was saying. Now.
Act like you're over 21.
That is an issue option too, but I would say to my girls, you guys are going to have to step up a little bit. One of the things before we do shows mostly on Thursday, I walk around the house talking to myself because, you know, Sherry and that other chick in the room, Ginger, run away from me, so I have to talk to myself.
We do not.
Whatever, bitches. Anyway, so I talk to myself and I'm thinking about the fact of the largest female clan, obviously, Blaster knows the one I'm going to mention, PMS clan. And a lot of people don't know why they're so prevalent, and it has to do with those twins and the fact that they have a fucking mouth on them you would not believe. They are two pretty girls when they take pictures, and you think, ooh, twins. And I know guys are like, ooh, twins. But when they talk, you know, when they're playing games, they hold their own. There's nothing a guy is going to say to them that's going to faze them. They're not going to cry. They're not going to log off. It is that I was. Okay, girls, really, man the fuck up. Seriously. Just play. Don't let the guys bother you. If you are that easily shaken, you get you a group of y'all together. The guys are even intimidated when there's a group of us. And I said this before. The funnest experience that I've had is playing Halo, where my entire team was girls, and the guys were trying to make the comments, you know, the usual, how big are your boobs, or, ooh, there's a team of girls. But after a while, when they realized we were not paying them any attention and we're laughing, even when they were killing us, all that just died down. So find you a group of girls to play with and stop crying all the damn time. Take the Pamperin.
Why has it got to be a group of girls though? Why? I mean,
well, because women
find
usually,
some mature adults to play with. That should
that
be really the message.
That doesn't always work either, because some men, even after they pass 30, are just not mature.
Well, I didn't actually. I mean, I suggested raising an age limit might help, but that you're right. That doesn't guarantee maturity.
No, it doesn't.
I would like to qualify that by just saying find a mature adult to play with. Find a group of them, and you'll be fine. That's it.
True.
Doesn't matter their age.
But in the beginning, if you must play with other women or you can't find any, I don't know why you can't find any in this day and age. PMS. Wow.
Sorry.
PMS clan is always looking for more people, as is Gunner Girls and 50 million other clans. And we've told you about Xbox Live Gamer Chicks. Hell, we don't mind if you drop by our site. Just if you must find somebody to play with, then fine. If you can't find anybody to play with, it's your first time on Xbox, it's your first time listening to us, do not come over to our site and start crying, because we've had some of that too. You know how many emails I get during the day from some of you out there?
Oh, love it.
On. You know what I do when you send me those emails? Delete. No.
You do what again? Do it again.
Delete. That is straight from Scott Pilgrim. This is boring. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's been 8 years of the same story. Go play somewhere else. You know what I'm doing? I'm yelling at the developers now. This article is also talking about how games are still marketed. 10-year-old boys get all the war games. We get the makeup dolls and clothes. Stop it.
I don't even like playing games with clothes, to be honest.
He's a lie, ball world. Don't make me point him out.
No, I get annoyed. Like, I'll play it for a little while and be like, oh, this is all right. This is all right.
Excuse me.
And then I just get annoyed.
Wedding game. Wedding Street. Really?
No? No, that was a little more than just clothes, though. I'm talking about just the clothes games. Those annoyed the fuck out of me.
I'm teasing. But I don't mind those games, but I also want a little action. Point proven, if you haven't been over to the site. What's going on in the chat room? Bad.
No, you said you want a little action. I want a little action, too.
I sure do. If you haven't been over to the site, we had a new thing written by Mistress Ferrari, who's talking about the women that should have had their own video game character in the move from movies. And while I was watching the videos yesterday, of course it's summer, so there's little girls in and out of my house all day. Every time when I played all these trailers back to back, they didn't move from standing next to me at the computer. They like the action. I've said the same thing. I took a group of them to see Sucker Punch. When they came out, they were doing the whole, movements they saw from the movie, the karate, the martial arts, just like little boys do when they come out of a movie.
Yep.
So they like it. Why just give it to them? It's no big deal.
Give it to us.
Why cannot Barbie stop riding the horses and go out and save the world? That's what I want.
That'd be awesome.
I need a Barbie game called Barbie versus the World. Just go ahead and Barbie. Borrow the title.
Scott Barbie versus the World.
Barbie Pilgrim versus the
Barbie
World.
Pilgrim.
Barbie Pilgrim versus the World. Okay, we got to move along from this topic. Because we run out of... I'm sorry.
So, I have a topic.
What topic?
Well, I was going to talk about free-to-play. There's some rumors swirling around the net that even after Blizzard's released some additional content for World of Warcraft, that World of Warcraft numbers are still are trending downward.
Yeah.
There's rumors that World of Warcraft may actually go free to play.
They are free to play, honey.
No. They
are
not up to level 20, but I mean full free to play.
Yeah.
Now, they need to it's time for Blizzard to either put it down or go somewhere else, honestly.
Well, I mean, I think that, here's the thing, and you're right about that. I mean, I think that World of Warcraft is starting to hit the end of its life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's interesting, though, about this article I read, and I'm trying to find the actual...
You need to have your stuff pulled up, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can help
you get it up.
Well, speaking of end of the cycle, while you look for that, let's talk about one of our actual listed topics. Rovio today announced that they were not a game company. Rovio is people who made Angry Birds, by the way, if you don't know who they are. They're saying they're not a game company. They're then also saying they plan to expand on the Angry Birds franchise by making cookbooks, toys, children's books, and they think they're going to do absolutely excellent. They say, we see no end in sight for blah, blah, blah. You know what? Rovio, have you ever heard of the phrase one-hit wonder? I just want to point that out to you.
Yes.
So,
You cannot make a career off of one game and decide you're going to expand on that particular franchise or that particular brand because people are going to get sick of it.
Unless you're Nintendo.
Well,
turning out Mario games every week.
No, Nintendo does not solely have just Mario brand. That's different. We're talking about Rovio has made nothing else but Angry Birds. They're saying they're not going to make anything else. They're going to focus on Angry Birds. Oh, did I forget to mention the movie that's coming out? The Angry Birds movie.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So.
Oversaturation time.
Yeah.
You've already oversaturated your brand. I like me some Angry Birds, but probably in a year or two, I'm going to get annoyed. It's
mm-hmm.
And Jay Dukes is saying you can ask them who created the Madden series. And they have not even, EA even hasn't done as bad with the Madden series as they have with The Sims. That's the worst oversaturation I have ever seen in life. And they have more than one game, but they've overdone it. You have a Sim on every fucking console in existence, and all of them suck except for the PC version. And the PC version is not far from sucking at this point.
You are getting the point where it is sucking. Let's just put it that way. Don't put out another game, for real.
Don't do it anymore. I don't want it on my cell phone. I don't want it on my DS. I don't want it on the iPad. I don't want it on my home phone. Ain't nothing. I don't want to play it on the bus, on the temporary gaming. Nothing. Stop it. No more Angry Birds. We don't want an Angry Birds cookbook. I don't need to know how to cook fowls and pigs. No. Stop it.
You know, I'm pretty sure we can find that out just by looking at an actual cookbook.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
That is stupidity. These people are going to cause – they got all this money and all these people that are backing them, and they're like, oh, investors are jumping on board. Investors, you all are that stupid that you don't realize – you don't realize that this is a bad idea to invest all your money into one IP. You don't realize that.
Well, I mean, that is a bad idea. But, I mean, you have to admit Angry Birds right now is a very hot topic, right? And but you had then you get into the whole Guitar Hero argument, right? Like we got so sick and tired
of
Guitar Hero this, Guitar Hero that, Guitar Hero this, that you know the market just petered out on that. So eventually, you know, if you keep making Angry Birds, people are going to be tired of playing Angry Birds. But what's even more interesting about that, and this is going to bring back full circle to what I introduced this to begin with, is that Angry Birds is there is a free to play version of Angry Birds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I've even touched the game, I wouldn't pay money for a game that I can play on my phone. I'm not that guy. Sorry.
Hollow.
Yeah, you know. So, but here it is. Age of Conan actually went free to play, and the MMO Age of Conan.
Yeah, we talked about that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it has since doubled its revenues and increased its server subscriber numbers. So going free to play doesn't mean the game is dying. It actually could breathe a lot of life into a game. In fact, recently, you know, Valve made Team Fortress 2 free to play.
You know what, Ginger? We bet.
I knew that was coming in.
Whatever.
Of course he's going to mention Team Fortress every time. Every
you
time.
I'm just saying, you have to give credit where credit's due.
Well, you know what? We never said it that the games were dying. We said it almost seems like it in an odd way. For I think it does the reverse for whatever situation you're in. If you're doing good, then you don't need to go free to play. You just leave your stuff as is. If you're not doing good, free to play is going to bring people back to you because they want to play once it's free. See, Ginger's laughing. We said this morning when we mentioned that news story, that Blaster is going to talk about that later. His Team Fortress 2. I know it's coming.
Of course. Why not?
Of course it is.
Why not?
He was such a Team Fortress 2 fanboy.
No. What I am is I'm a fan of video game companies that actually produce games, you know, for their fans and are you know make money at it, but still don't you know milk the fans. And I don't think that Valve does it. They don't milk their fans at all. So.
No, they never have, but Rovio, y'all need to stop. And I know there's at least four different versions of Angry Birds right now that's free to play.
Yeah, there's several. And I agree with you that, again, it's going to be like Guitar Hero. It's going to eventually, people are going to get tired of playing free, you know, Angry Birds.
Well, all that has also happened with Rock Band. All of those musical games, it's the same thing that's about to happen, Dance Central, all these games, because they're not offering anything new.
DJ Hero killed the Rock Band star. That's all.
Oh.
That was bad. That was bad.
Whatever. That was the.
That was bad. That was bad.
Whatever. That was awesome, and that's 100% original Master Blaster production right there.
Mark
Day, August 11th, 2011. I made that joke.
Well, here's the thing that we said months ago. What would probably revive all those, the Guitar Hero and the Rock Band, since you have Dance Central, is to combine all of them. Throw in the Rock Band, the Rock Star, the Dancing, the DJ Hero, and make it all work together, where you can all just get your friends together and y'all can just work it out. Because there is nothing more fun than a bunch of drunk gamers trying to sing, play drums, guitar, and just it's hilarious. And dance. It's hilarious. They're going to do it anyway, whether you do it or not. Might as well get them to pay for it. So I think that would revive them. Also, we've said this many times on the show, why are you all focused on one genre of music? I keep saying it again.
You know why? Okay. They're doing that because they want to put out games like DJ Hero. I'm serious. Where they had, like, where you're a DJ person and you're actually, like, mixing music.
Well, yeah. I enjoyed DJ Hero. I didn't own it, but I got to play it Toys R Us for several hours, elbowing kids in the face. Stop it, I'm playing. But it is a fun game.
No, I enjoy it, too. I totally did. But I'm saying that's why they focused on one genre with Guitar Hero.
You said you think they should focus on one genre?
No. I said that's why they are. I didn't say they should.
I
think it sucks, personally.
I think in the beginning it was nice because there's some music that kids aren't exposed to, you know, playing, but they got stuck. Then you had people you were going after, you know, crazy Courtney Love that wouldn't release Kurt Cobain's music. I don't know why. Lady, your husband has been dead for, you know, quite some time, and the new kids are starting to not know who he is. He was great. I love me some Kurt Cobain, but kids just born, they're like, who's Kurt Cobain? So, yes, mm-hmm. You needed to release his music. Let it go. You're drunk, so-and-so. Oh, it's a nighttime show, drunk bitch.
There you go.
So we needed different genres. We needed the R&B band. You needed a jazz band even, a classical music. You could have done everything. Imagine a violin, you know, that you could play.
Oh, that would
a saxophone. You could have done all kinds of stuff with this, but you just got stuck. I.e. Rovio. Guys, it's not going to work. I'm done. I haven't paid for the game yet. I don't intend to pay for it. And after you come out with this cookbook, I'm going to go in the store and I'm going to purposely pick it up and point and laugh. No, not buying it. I will take a picture, a video, and put it up on YouTube of me pointing and laughing. I will not buy it. Stop it. All right. Let me get Blaster ticked off because we got about, 13?
Please do. Because you know I like to hear him ramble.
First Blaster.
Oh, so I ramble now.
No, uh-huh, you don't get angry. Okay, we're gonna talk about this whole Nintendo thing.
Do it.
Okay, Nintendo investors today announced that they were pissed off because they want Nintendo to make games for the iPad.
Right. Well, you know why that is, right?
Because they're complaining about the stock being low.
Well, they're complaining about 3DS sales. That's what they're complaining about. Ultimately, it goes down to the 3DS not being as big a hit as... So Nintendo, 3DS was a big misstep for Nintendo. And basically, Nintendo was on a win streak, and they made one false move with the 3DS. And now investors are seeing...
What do you personally think the false move was?
The price. That was it. Yeah. I think that was really... I think the DS was priced really nicely, and I think that's what really drove adoption over the more high-priced solutions like the N-Gage. I think was back when the DS launched, and the original PSP came after the DS, and that was a flop because of the price. So I think that the DS was priced correctly and was priced right, and that drove adoption. And when the 3DS came out with this better technology that was more expensive, it drove the price up and drove away a lot of Nintendo sales, which I believe a lot of Nintendo sales come from parents buying DSs for mm-hmm. their 8 to 14-year-old kids, and they're not going to pay for, $299, $250? What was the 3DS price? Launch price is like in the
$269, I think.
$269. They're not going to spend $269 on something their kids can lose, and that's just what it boils down to, in my opinion. I think the 3DS was a nice machine. I've checked it out myself personally. I would not mind owning a 3DS. So that's saying a lot for somebody who was very, very sour on a lot of Nintendo products recently. I think that the Nintendo, the new Wii U 2 or Wii U or whatever it's called, is also going to be, I think, a horrible mistake for Nintendo. I think the investors are a little nervous, especially since, you know, at E3, Nintendo showed not a new console, but was basically a new controller and played it up like a giant like a console.
Well, you know that's what they always do. You won't see the console itself until they get ready to release it.
And
I'm
smart enough to understand that there is an actual console behind that, but the point is that I think investors got nervous after the 3DS. And so what they're saying is, Nintendo, stop fighting the iPad, you know, the iPhone dominance, stop competing in a market. You can all you want, but I'm just competing in a hardware market. They want them competing in a software market.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Jay and I are talking in the room. I think three things actually contributed to the problem with 3DS. Number one is terrible marketing. I don't know who was doing it this time. I think they got their britches on, and the britches were a little too big, and they thought, we got this. Same thing we were talking about with market saturation. There's so many DSs. You don't know which one to pick up. Do I need the DS, DSi, DS Lite? Which one am I supposed to buy? What do they do? So I think that was a factor. And then you turn around and you release your 3DS. I don't even think it was 2 months after the last 3D or the DSi came out. It wasn't that long after. So a lot of parents had already just bought the DSi, which was supposed to have all these new features, a camera and this business. And then you add the price on top of that, and then on top of that again, bad marketing. Nobody to this day, unless you've actually gone to the store and picked one up and held it, or you went to dig into what it can do, they don't know what it can do. I haven't seen one commercial that ran here in the U.S. The way they ran the Wii commercials, they let you know everything. When you were looking at it, you knew everything it could do, and you knew when you went to the store, this is why I want it because I saw it do this on TV. Somebody named me a commercial you saw for the 3DS.
I have no idea.
Well, it's because the technology was incapable of demonstrating the technology.
No, you don't have to
looking at the stuff.
No.
Well, you have to. I mean, if the main pull of the console is, hey, we're a 3D console, then you have to do something. You have to do something to...
Not so. You know why? Because we have a ton of 3D movies come out, and they obviously, if you don't have a 3D TV, you can't see the technology, but they can tell you what they're doing. So
that's a different beast. That is really a different beast. We're talking about a $7... We're talking about like an extra $3 or $4 investment to watch the 3D version of a movie versus a $250 investment.
See, that's the problem right there. The only thing you're focusing on is even the 3D. You forgot the fact that your Netflix is on there, that you can surf the web. It is free Wi-Fi pretty much anywhere you go. I mean, all these other...
PSP was free Wi-Fi before that. I mean, that's
yeah, but the
new.
But the PSP, we all know, fragile. And then you also have added the indestructibility of the DS. And we all know, we joke about it, but it's true. You really have a hard time destroying once you get one of these Nintendo devices. So, and there's a ton of other stuff that we've not mentioned that it's able to do that they just didn't market. You didn't need to be able to see it. Just tell me what it does. You can have somebody standing on screen saying, hey, check out my new console. Hey, what's that? That's my 3DS. What are you doing? Oh, I'm watching Netflix in 3D. Look at this. And you don't have to see it. But somebody's like me who sits with the TV behind me on, 9 times out of 10, I'm not watching it, but I'm listening. If I hear that, I'm like, really? Then I'm going to turn around and go, really? It does that? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So... they didn't pick up any of these points when they were telling people about it. None of it, other than it's 3D. It's 3D, right. And you don't need glasses.
But all of that was taken up by the early adopters. Those types of pieces of functionality were what the early adopters wanted, and they bought it for that reason. I'm trying to say that parents of like 8 to 14 year old kids don't care about that. In fact, they probably don't want their kids watching Netflix. Okay, on the device. They want their kids playing a little device, keeps them quiet in the car.
Netflix keeps kids quiet, dude.
To keep them quiet.
It really does.
It has things on there that kids shouldn't be watching. So you can
do parental controls.
Yeah, you got parental
controls. Yeah, but I'm talking about like the soccer helicopter parents that are like not very technological and just want their kids to be quiet on the car ride in between soccer practices. They're not going to buy.
That's the other thing that they did not play upon. Nintendo was always the early adopter of parental controls. There was never any where kids could access stuff that they weren't supposed to. Even on the Wii, you had your it came Wi-Fi ready. It could always access the internet. It could always go, you know, you could always go to whatever site you want to, but it came with the parental controls, and as soon as you turned it on, it tells you that. Go to this to turn on parental control. So I'm not even going to say that was the reason why. I do know it was a little bit too expensive, but it might not have been so bad if you had listed, if you had gone into detail with every commercial the same way you did with the previous console, saying this is all that it does. This is why it's $269. This is why, because right now you're telling me, no, it's 3D and it's $269. I wouldn't have picked it up if I wasn't a gamer. I didn't know all that it could do.
See, I boil this all back down to the Wii, and the Wii was set at the right price, and that's why the Wii was so successful. I think that Nintendo set themselves up to be not the most expensive, not the most flashy, but a solid console with games that was an affordable price range, and they stepped outside of that with a 3DS, and that was where their mistake was.
So we all have our surmise. Now,
well, that's fine. And that's fine.
Here's where I'm irritated with the investors. Blash, I don't know if you remember this. We had a guy that we interviewed. It's been a long time ago. It might have even been before you came, that worked for MSN Money, and he was saying how about investing into game companies, how not to and how to invest. And it's obviously not when the newest game is coming out. You don't want to go buy stock in EA when Madden's coming out, because you have to wait and see if the game does well. It's not always going to do well because it's, you know, because it's coming out. Stock doesn't always go up. I am not in agreement with the investors that they need to go and make games for iPad. I am thinking, I'm not going to say the iPad games are a fad, but they are horrible. I don't think...
They are pretty bad.
The hardcore sect of gamers are not going to want to play anything that you can stick on an iPad unless it is absolutely epic. And there's very few, and I mean a handful, probably nine
games.
That were
hardcore.
No, I don't mean hardcore as in first-person shooter. I mean hardcore as in a good game, a game you want to play. You want to sit there for hours. You cannot tear yourself away from it. The way you want to play Team Fortress for hours, I want to pick up my iPad. If I'm going to have one, if it's from Nintendo or whoever, something I want to play for hours. That's hardcore. Something I'm going to buy when they come out with Part 2, I'm going to buy. So we don't have any games like that on iPad. I'm going to say Nintendo, probably not a good idea. I don't think the investors are gamers. They're not grasping the concept of this is not going to work, to have Nintendo make games for iPad or even port games over to iPad. It would fail way worse than a DS failure, period. They would make no money.
See, I think what the investors want Nintendo to do is get out of the hardware business. They want them to be more like Sega. And they want them to just make software titles. And that, I think, is really what the investors want. Because, I mean, think about it this way. Every time you launch a new console, like, for instance, example, the 3DS, you incur a lot of upfront costs that you may not get back, you know, as far in revenue for at least a couple years. Okay? Every console manufacturer sells their consoles at a loss when they first start selling them. Okay? That's how they get... adoption, early adoption. That's how they get more games, a larger platform for companies to want to come and make games for them. Okay, so Nintendo investors want them to go to more of a software model. Because think about it this way. If you want to buy something for your 5 or 6-year-old niece, would you buy something from EA? Here's the choices, EA, THQ, or Nintendo. Which would be your first choice?
See, you can't ask me that because I have a family full of gamers.
Okay,
so I would buy them whatever they want to buy.
Ask a helicopter parent that in between soccer matches. And what do you think they're going to say?
Oh, I really don't know. You can't say that either. Sometimes they just pick up stuff. I saw a kid with an iPad the other day for himself, and he was 7, and I was
Just imagine if there were all Nintendo games on there. The parents would say, okay, you can have a game on the iPad. I'll buy you one tomorrow, but it has to be a Nintendo game because I know those are safe, and I know those are good games for kids. Nintendo has built a brand up around games that are not like for the hardcore gamers. They aren't full of blood. They aren't full of violence. They aren't full of nudity. They aren't full of swearing. Okay, they built games that are fun and are also safe for kids. And that's what investors are looking at. They're saying, Nintendo, you've got a ready-made market right here. Let's get out of the risky hardware business, especially with the Wii U, and everybody's kind of being a little lukewarm on the Wii U, okay? The investors are a little scared, and they want Nintendo to stop making these big risky moves and just do something simple and make money. Because Nintendo can do that because they have such great recognizable brands, Mario, Kirby, like, I mean, all these things, all these brands that you know and that you want, Donkey Kong, I mean, these are all Zelda.
Yeah, now here's the thing Ginger actually suggested this morning, I think makes the perfect sense. Instead of porting into iPad, why don't you, this one time, follow suit behind Sony and make a Nintendo phone? Xperia is a cell phone. It has all the power of the PSP, all of their games. You can access the PlayStation.
Right now, PlayStation phones, dead on arrival. Nintendo,
no, it's not. No, it is not, honey. I don't know what you've been looking at.
All will be dead on arrival. I'm predicting it right now. You've heard it here first.
Ginger has one.
It's gonna be DOA. I don't care.
You know what? We're not even gonna pay you any attention.
Ginger has one because Ginger's a hardcore gamer.
That's exactly the point. The people that you want to buy the consoles, you keep going to the parents because it's Nintendo.
Engage.
When 2003 before they had any technology.
That was a game phone. That was a phone.
Made by who?
Engage was made by Nokia.
Okay, no, is Nokia a game console company? No. And they made a phone, and the phone is selling fantastically. Nintendo could do the same. Sony phone is selling very well.
Never even touch iPhone user base. Never in a million, billion
years. Are you kidding me? Play us some music because it's time to go. They've already touched the iPhone user base. Xperia has.
Has
Android. And for the record, Blaster, because this is why we tell you to listen to the news in the morning, the Android is outselling iPhone now. Just keep that in mind.
All right, children, back to your corners. It's time to go.
This phone isn't coming anywhere near either of those two platforms.
Xperia? It has Android technology in it.
Anywhere near it.
We're going to embark on a master quest.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Check out
next week. Thanks for coming and listening to Corey being wrong once again this week.
Oh, Lord. I got stats to back me up. You bring yours next week.
Bring it.
I said bring you, boy.
Bring your stats. I want to see them.
No, you bring your stats. I got mine in the morning.
You got mine?
No, you don't. Crackheads don't have it.
These girls are looking lively.
Wonder Woman, Supergirl.
I'm so nervous that I could curl.
I like guns, I mean like gross guns. See her, meet her,
this is fun.
The girl's a geek, she plays the Wii. And loves Stan Lee.
Anime, I wanna play with Felicia Day. Now let's cosplay.
Princess Peach.
The One Ring.
Comic-Con, everything. Fanboys hanging out. All that kids hanging out.
Movies and groupies and boobies. No newbies, just Daphne's Tuesday.
Katie, my lady.
Yeah. How about an autograph, maybe?
Wish we could get it on, because you represent
Comic-Con.
Bitches.